Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back at it again. Welcome, welcome. I am so excited to have you back on this terrific Tuesday. You're here with Lifestyle and Abundance Coach Kim Bullard-Kennix. For those of you who are new to the chat and are here to support our special guest for this evening, I want to share a little bit about this queen, who is a C-suite coach, a change maker, award nominee, award-winning author, global global keynote speaker, a female senior leadership career elevation strategist with over two decades of experience in various industries. Listen, this queen here has a background in operations and human resource management. She's a certified diversity executive, okay? She focuses on helping women secure senior leadership positions. She's also a female leader who has coaching workshops. She has leadership books. She's also resorted in an Amazon number one bestseller. She has a featured TV show that she hosts. I got to get this sister on there. You hear me? A featured award-winning, okay, entrepreneurship program at Cornell, a leadership program at Yale, Dr. Pruden's dedication to work in equality, diversity, and inclusion and equity has been recognized by former Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. She's a multi-award-winning entrepreneur committed to helping her sister leader community excel in their chosen fields. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others this queen, who I love truly and dearly, Dr. Karen Hills Pruden. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, queen. I'm like, listen, a force to be reckoned with. When you talk about Yale and Cornell, come on now. I'm just like, man. Here, queen is going to share tonight. For those of you who are currently in corporate and you want to start a business, that would be called intrapreneurship. Is that correct, Dr. Karen? Am I saying that right?
Absolutely. Intrapreneurship.
Man, and we all hear entrepreneurship, entrepreneurship. I want to be an entrepreneurship, right? Or be an entrepreneur and you know, own entrepreneurship at some point. But what about those who love both? And this is an area that I'm so glad you're here to address tonight to my loyal Brown Sugar Radio listeners. Those of you who are in the chat, welcome, welcome. Please go ahead, share the link. I'd love for you to go ahead and call your mom, your sister, your brother, anybody who's interested in also having this the same success that Dr. Karen Hills Pruden has achieved. Get your notebooks and your pens ready tonight so that you can learn from someone who has done it and exceeded a lot of expectations that none of us ever hoped or dreamed to ever have before. And so I'm glad that you're here today, because I want you to really just kind of share your story. You know, what was it? Because I'm sure you didn't wake up and say, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur, right? There was something that happened in your life. And let's go back to your humble beginnings. you know, Dr. Karen, share with my listeners, in the beginning when you wanted to even start the position as a C-suite executive, what was that like?
Absolutely. So, and there is a story, because we all know that there is a path that leads us to our purpose. And so my path that led me to my purpose of being a coach for female professionals is that, you know, there was a time that I was like hanging out in middle management. You know, people work all their lives to get to a certain point, and, you know, most people stop at management. And so I had reached middle management, but I wanted more. And so what do you do when you want more, but you don't know how to get more? You look for someone to guide you, look for someone to, you know, pass along some information, preferably someone who was already there. And so at this time in my career, I was on LinkedIn, and at that point, LinkedIn was very, very new, and it was only like 5 years old at that time. LinkedIn is actually 20 years old this year, so it didn't have the 900 million people that are up there now. Yeah, and so I found someone who looked like me, you know, a female African-American. You know, and I just sent her a direct message with a copy of my resume, and I said, hey, I'm looking for a mentor. Here's a copy of my resume. Will you be my mentor? Short and simple, just like that. And then I waited. And so I waited for about 2 weeks, and then my number one choice responded back to me, and she said that she would be my mentor for $350 an hour.
Now,
if I lost $350 right now, Sister Girl would be looking for it. But if you think about some time ago, $350 for middle management, Karen, was a lot of money. But what do you do when someone has the secret, someone has the information that you need? And so I got into a one-year contract with her for 1 hour a month. And that was all I could afford at the time. $350 a month was all I could afford. And she poured into me for that 1 hour a month for 1 year. And then after working with her for a year, I was invited to apply for a senior leadership position, and I went through that process, and I have been in senior leadership ever since then. And so that is how I became a female senior leadership coach, mentor, because out of my pain point of not having a mentor, I decided to create the Sister Leaders Community, where we pour into other women in order to increase the number of women in senior leadership. And our goals are not only acquisition of senior leadership, but sustainability as well.
Oh, I love it. And you know, that's important you mentioned that, because we often talk about arriving, you know, getting to the goal, achieving the success. But how do you maintain it once you get there, once you've arrived? You know, and that's all very vital, what you just shared. And I love that. And so as we're speaking about what it takes to be successful, I'm sure there's been highs and lows during your journey. You know, what would you recommend for somebody that they feel, hey, you know, I would love to be at the top of my game in the C-suite division as an executive, and I just really don't know if I have the time or the knowledge or whatever. What would you tell to someone that may be discouraged, you know, and they're telling themselves this story in their head, like, you know what, I would love to do that. I'd love to try it. But maybe they just don't have the courage or confidence.
Well, for that individual, I would say work on your confidence, because, you know, mindset is extremely powerful. And what we believe we can achieve, we will actively The universe will come into agreement with that. And so the power of your mind and your ability to believe that you can reach that position is extremely powerful. And so if someone does not believe, one of the first things I would ask them to kind of work on is their confidence, you know, and maybe troubleshoot why it is that they don't believe, you know. Is it because they haven't seen anyone who looks like them, or is it because they'll be possibly the first person in their family or in their neighborhood? But what is it that causes you to limit yourself? Because we need to work on that first. Before we even talk about technical skills, we need to work on your mindset. Again, you won't get there if you don't believe that you are going to get there. So first thing we do is work on confidence.
Absolutely, and especially in a male-dominated industry, I'm sure that is an issue. And then minorities also, you know, there's not very many probably minorities that a woman may see that looks like us, you know. And so what are some of the tools that you use to jump over some of those hurdles, Dr. Karen, as you were rising in your career?
Well, I would, you know, it may sound funny coming from a African-American woman, a black woman, but I don't think about race too much. I don't think about not being, you know, I don't think about individuals not looking like me. I've been in plenty of rooms where I was the only woman and I was the only black woman. But I knew my stuff and I could hang with the best of them. And so I tell people to be an expert at your craft, because everyone wants to win. So if they know that if you are part of their team and you know your stuff, whatever it is that you're getting paid to do, then they don't care whether or not you're black, white, or purple, because everybody wants to be part of a winning team. And so make sure that you are good at what you do, excellent at what you do, you know, study your craft. And then you also need to identify what your skill sets are. And so we can move into talking about entrepreneurship, because there are different types of entrepreneurs that are in corporate America. And if you want to, we can go ahead and move into that conversation so I can help people identify what type of entrepreneur they think they may be.
I love it. Yes. And so let's definitely get, absolutely, I think that is, something that's very knowledgeable, because I never really viewed it as different types. You know, I'm thinking it's just whether you work in corporate and then if you have a business. So share with us, what are some of the different types? What would you say maybe are the top ones that you've identified with or seen?
Absolutely. So just like there are different leadership styles, there are different entrepreneurship styles. And so you have I'll talk about a few today, maybe about two or three today. But, you know, the first one I want to talk about is the advocate. And so the advocate is the visionary. This is the big picture person. This is the person who comes up with new products and services. You know, they create new products and services based on customer feedback or maybe in response to the changing market. This is the person who keeps up with what your competitors are doing. They even buy your competitor products and stuff so that they can see what's going on, how much they're charging, the quality of them. So the advocate is the person who brings the next move to the table. So they're the visionary. They're the big picture person. I must caution you, if you think that you are the advocate, sometimes it could be a lonely role, because usually for the advocate and the visionary, people don't see that what you see. So you're so far ahead in the future, you so far ahead that sometimes people don't see what you see. And so when people don't see what you see, they poke holes in it. They say it's not possible. You know, there's a quote by Nelson Mandela that says, it always seems impossible until it is done. And so that is the life of an advocate or the visionary. People think that what they're talking about is not possible because generally it has never been done. You have to know what you know, what you know. When you're the visionary and the advocate, you have to know. You have to do your research and just expect to come up against opposition, because this is the first time everyone is hearing what you're talking about. And most of the time it's going to be a bunch of naysayers because they just can't see your vision. So the advocate is the first type of entrepreneurship.
Oh, wow. And you know what? I love that, because I've never really even viewed that aspect before. So thank you for, like, bringing that to my awareness. That's phenomenal. I wouldn't even think to hire someone to do that type of position. Incredible.
So there is another type of entrepreneur that is a little different than the advocate, and that's called the creator.
Okay.
And so the creator is your details person. The creator takes the vision that the advocate put on the table, and then they start devising a specific plan on how to put it into play. And so the creator determines what talent that is needed, what equipment is needed, and what processes are needed to bring the vision of the advocate to life. So they're your details person. And the creator is the person that everyone hates in the staff meeting, because the creator is the person who's asking a million questions. They're asking a million questions that no one has the answers to, because someone just put this plan or this vision on the table. So you don't have the answers. Like, where's the money coming from? You know, what is the timeline? How much is the product going to cost? You know, these are the things that the creator, and sometimes they can come across as like a naysayer or a non-team player, but that's not it. It's just that when the visionary put on a table, their mind goes to the details, and as a result of their mind going to the details, they have a lot of questions that they need answers to. And so that is the creator. That's a much-needed position in entrepreneur as well. Because you need, not only do you need someone to put the vision on the table, but you need someone to think about the details as well.
Wow. And so, again, that's funny, because you know what? Whenever I think creator, I think of an online influencer or an entrepreneur or someone that, you know, is creating their own products, creating their brand, creating their legacy. I never truly looked at that from a corporate perspective before. So it's interesting how we can merge the two with what you just identified with, because, or what you just, I should say, shared with us, because I'm always thinking when it comes to corporate, it was structured and we had to follow a certain guideline and a book, and it wasn't much flexibility. You've opened my eyes now to something that I have never really put those two together. So, wow.
Well,
again,
think about,
Go ahead.
So if you think about, without the details, the vision can't come to life. So just like your influencers, you know, it can't come to life without the details of the creator. And so it is a must. All of these entrepreneurs are vital to the success of an organization, because you don't need details if you don't have a vision, you know. And so you need the visionary, you need the details person, but you also need a third person that I'll talk about this evening, which is the change maker. And so the change maker is the public person. This person is the extrovert, extremely self-confident. This is the person that's going to get your buy-in throughout your organization, maybe throughout your stakeholders, maybe with your customers if it's a new product. Maybe with your board if it's a nonprofit. And so this is the public face of your new product or your new service. This is the person that's going around to the town halls answering the questions. The change maker is so visible that a lot of times when the change maker is talking about their new product or service, people think that they're the owner of the business. And they don't have to be the owner of the business, but people associate that person with the product or the service, because that's the person that they see all the time. That's the person that's very visual. So the change maker is the person that gets the buy-in. And so, again, you cannot have a successful business if you don't have a vision. You cannot have a successful business if you don't pay attention to the details. And you cannot have a successful business if no one believes in your vision. No one believes in what you're trying to put on the table. So you need someone to get buy-in from your employees, from your vendors, from your stakeholders. And so all three of these roles could be either three different people, or it could be one person who switch roles from time to time based on what you put on the table. So you don't always have to think about three people. You can be, Kim, you can be a visionary one day, and you can be a change maker the next day. It just depends on what are your questions, what are your statements, what is your thought process. So it could either be three people, or it could be one person who changes their stance based on the atmosphere.
I like that. I like that. So you don't have to stay in one role. It's based upon the need, you would say? Or my experience or both? Okay. Wow. That's phenomenal. And with these positions, you're right. They're all extremely vital, but then yet it does take a special niche, you know, or interest or passion. And so these are ways that you can, I would say, bring together, you know, the things that you enjoy, your gifts and your talents. For those of you who serve on the creative side as entrepreneurs, and you can serve in the corporate, I would say, portion, you know, if you guys wanted to. Okay, it looks like we do have some questions here in the chat. Hold on a minute. But you can serve as a, you know, businesswoman, and you can serve working in corporate. And I love that. And so one, two, three. That was three different positions. Do you have another one that you would like to share with us? I think this is amazing.
No, I think I want to focus on those, because those are the three main ones. Your visionary, your details, and your stakeholder are the three main ones that any business actually use on a regular basis.
Wow. And so those three are the ones that are used the most, and those are the ones that you would say that you see most people, their interest as far as thriving in those areas.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want people to be thinking about, you know, where do you fall? Where do you fall? Are you a visionary? Are you the person who bring the big eye, the latest idea, and just drop it? Are you that person? Or are you the person who maybe you can't think of the latest and greatest, but when someone else think of the latest and greatest, your mind goes to everything that you need to do to implement? Because then if that's the case, you may be a creator. But are you the person who can raise money, you know, change people's mind because you have the facts? Are you the person who can get people to buy into new things that they may be a little bit afraid, because we know people sometimes are apprehensive about change? You know, are you the person who can, with facts, convince someone to give a new product or service a try? If so, then you may very well be a change maker. And so I like for people to think about, you know, who are you? Who are you? Because those skills can be used by an entrepreneur as well as an entrepreneur. Those are the titles for an entrepreneur, but we all know you're a business owner, Kim. You got to have a vision as an entrepreneur. You know, you got to pay attention to the details, because you end up losing a whole lot of money, time, and resources if you don't pay attention to the details as a creator, as an entrepreneur. And that if your constituents or if your clients and customers don't have the buy-in for your new product or services, then that can tank your business. And so you also need to have someone who is a change maker, who it could be yourself, who can advocate for the change and speak to the why of the change, or why for the new product or the service, so that your customers can buy or upsell your new product. So we're talking about entrepreneurs now, but just know that although they may have a different title, these roles are relevant as entrepreneurs as well.
I like that. I definitely love the fact that it can be do is basically you have the choice, you know, and that's what I love what you're sharing with us today. I do have two questions I want to try to get in. Let's see, we got a few minutes remaining. There's one from Chanel says, which position does she like better, corporate or business owner?
Which position do I like better?
Uh-huh, Chanel's asking, yeah, which one do you like better?
Oh, okay. So for me, I actually like both because, ironically, I am a combination of an entrepreneur and an entrepreneur, but I do the same thing. So I'm one of those people that are blessed to use my talent to work for others as well as I work for myself. Now, obviously, I have a little bit more freedom working for myself mm-hmm. than I do working for someone else. And so if I had to pick and choose, I would pick an entrepreneur well, over an entrepreneur because then I can make my own decisions. I set my own rules. But I also have to live with my own consequences as a result of that as well.
Yes. Oh, very powerful. Very powerful. Let me get this last question in. We have Janae's asking, how do you offer the service to corporate America and can you work your own hours?
How do you offer, say it again, I'm sorry, Kim.
No, she's saying, I think she's asking me, Janae, let me know if this is incorrect. She's asking, how do you offer the service, probably of entrepreneurship, to corporate America, and can you work your own hours as an entrepreneur? Entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So as an entrepreneur, if your employer has flexible scheduling, I don't think you can work when you want to work because you are working for someone else. And so you're going to need to work when they need you to work, but they may have flexible hours. You know, it may not be the standard 9 to 5. You could work 4 10-hour days or, I mean, just any type of combination. So although because you're working for someone else, rarely do you get to just work when you want to work when you're working for someone else. As a matter of fact, that's why a lot of people go to entrepreneurship because they want to have control of their schedule. And so rarely do I see that situation where you can work when you want to work. When you're working for someone else in corporate America or in business. But there are different types of schedules that can be utilized in order for you to get the work done. Teleworking, where you work from home, you know, you can have flexible scheduling, where you can have any combination of hours. But you have to talk to your employer to see if they offer those type of benefits for you to even put on the table to discuss.
Wow. I love that. And so with the pro for entrepreneurship is the flexibility, whereas with intrapreneurship, it would be the guaranteed paycheck, so to speak. Is that how you would sum it up, like as far as strongest?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's guaranteed paycheck, but as an entrepreneur, based on how hard you work, you can determine how much money you make. You don't have that flexibility.
There's no glass ceiling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say it right because I'm so quick to say entrepreneurship. Entrepreneur is only so far you could probably go with the income that you make, but at least it would be consistent. Whereas entrepreneurship, you know, it's a different faith. It's a different level of faith you have to have at times, especially if you're just beginning. But once you build that solid foundation, you know, you can pretty much the sky's the limit. Great points for us.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, wow. Thank you so much. I just greatly appreciate you. I know it's late your time. I don't want to keep you up any later because you're 3 hours ahead of me. Before we exit, I'd love for you to share with my listeners any special events that you have coming up or promotions or anything that you would like to witness at this time.
Absolutely. So I invite everyone who's listening under the sound of my voice. We are having our annual Sister Leaders Conference. It is a virtual conference, October 27th, and we have an in-person part on the 28th. But on October 27th, it's free registration. So if you go to sisterleaderswithasconference.com, I would love for you to register. It doesn't cost anything. I believe everyone can afford free. And we're going to have some powerful speakers this year. We're going to start rolling them out because that means the conference is next month. And so we're going to start ramping up promotion, start rolling out our keynotes. And I'm excited about, you know, this year's conference. Our theme is expertise, impact, and views. And that is just a nod to remind people to be subject matter experts. And don't be so concerned about views. Just be an expert and the impact will come.
Oh, yes, yes. And also, we'd love for you to share. Social media has been a really big impact, I know, for me as an entrepreneur. And so I can only imagine having, you know, entrepreneur and entrepreneurship, how valuable of a tool that has become. We'd love to support you. For those of you who are listening, please show Dr. Karen some love and follow her on her social media handle. She's going to go ahead and share that in a moment. But also, she said free. Free. If it's free, it's for me. That's always my motto. Nothing beats free. This is your opportunity to better yourself, to learn more. And even if you're not truly decided what you want to do, learn and just get the information so that you can make an educated decision when you get to that point in life. And so please make sure you show us some love. And I'm going to have her drop her social media handles where you can support her. But most importantly, share this conversation. Make sure that you share it on your social media platforms because we want to enlighten other individuals who may have the three talents and gifts that she just shared on how they can use that and monetize it. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Karen. Go ahead and please share with my listeners how they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. So I have a free Facebook community. It's called Sister Leaders Community. And so you are welcome and encouraged to join the community. We talk about any and everything. We've been talking about the Colorado football game ever since the game on Saturday that had us all up to the wee hours of the morning. And so we talk about the leadership lessons that are learned from just everyday life. We share tips about leadership, how to excel at leadership and leading people, leading change using technology and analytics. So that's Sister Leaders Community on Facebook. And if you're looking for me, you can find me under my name, Dr. Karen Hills with an S, Pruden.com.
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. And I was a featured speaker at the last event you had, but that was virtual. But this
year, you did
have the gala. The gala was actually in person last year also, right?
The last year we had a pre-conference gala, and then we had a virtual gala. So we had two galas. This year we're only going to have the one in person, but we're going to stream it virtually as well.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. Yes, yes, yes. So I just can't wait. And I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule because I know that, yeah, look, you're a busy woman. You're an ambitious woman on the move. And so thank you, Dr. Karen, for just sharing, your nuggets of wisdom and allowing us to make educated choices for learning more today. And those of you who are in the chat listening and on social media listening, we do appreciate your time as well. And so make sure that this is your opportunity to connect with a powerhouse in our own right and learning more about who you are and who you can serve. And so with that said, Dr. Karen, I just want to thank you for being a special guest tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure you guys stay tuned for her because we're also going to have her featured soon in our Queen's Empire magazine with Queen Patience and I. She's a special, special voice that we love because this is an area you really don't hear of. I know I haven't personally. Entrepreneurship, I even have a hard time saying it. I keep wanting to say So, but this is great, and I'm just so excited. This is why we have you here on the show, so that we can, grow wiser and learn more about the different opportunities that are available to us today. And so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and exit the show. And I just want for anybody else to have any other questions or concerns, please connect with Dr. Karen after the show. And if nothing else, we want to thank you so much for following Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure that you join us on Instagram and Facebook at Brown Sugar Radio. We appreciate you so much. Thank you all for being loyal listeners tonight. We appreciate you, and we will see you again next week. All right, thanks so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment and empowerment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.